Welcome to the CE show.
I thought you were doing Sierra's level up.
No.
Five, four, three, two, one. Let's get it.
Level up. No, the thing actually gives you a countdown.
Well, I thought you were doing level up, and I feel like that should be our actual intro.
Well, then, if we're going to do that, we might as well just change our name to Level Up. Okay, so we are re-recording. What do we want to do? Do we want to talk about, like, apologize and say...
You ready to apologize?
Yes. Okay, good. I'm your girl, I'm Pirate Every Day.
I'm Chewe. On today's episode, we are talking about a Netflix series, Sex Lie. It was actually based off a book, did you know?
I did not know that.
Neither did I until, like, 5 minutes ago. So the book is actually called 44 Chapters About Four Men. That's a great intro, you know, for a book called 44 Chapters About Four Men.
So, well, hold on a minute. So
the book is actually...
Are there two other men?
In a book... Yeah, so the synopsis as written on W.H. Smith says, 44 chapters about four men is a laugh out loud, funny and brutally honest look at female sexualities as told through the razor sharp lens of a domesticated bad girl, B.B. Ethan. No one and nothing is off limits to B.B. through visiting her ex-boyfriends, a sadistic tattoo artist, a punk rock parlouie, a heavy metal bass player that led her finally to her true love, straight lace, drop dead gorgeous accountant. So it is about four men, but I guess Netflix has made about two.
So they put the other three boyfriends into one person, Brad.
Yeah. But we actually, remember there was actually an episode where she revisits her past sex lives about her past boyfriends that made her cry. So maybe it was just like a brief
intro.
Yeah.
So are we going to go through each one? And
I don't know. I just know.
To be about Brad.
I don't know. I don't know what Netflix is doing with the show. I'm just saying it was based off.
But the end, though. That cliffhanger at the end. I am living for that.
You know, I didn't think she should have gone to Brad, you know.
She's stupid. She's 100% stupid.
I don't think. If I had a fantastic lawyer of a husband who works for a non-profit and is still collecting a game, that's all I need. That's all I actually need. Because he said, don't you worry, darling. If all you want to do is stay home, take care of the kids, go to the gym.
No, that's not what he said. That's not what he said. He said that they made the decision for her to quit her job.
Yes, but I'm fine with that. If he's...
Absolutely not. Because clearly she isn't as well. She's losing her mind.
She should get hobbies.
Wow. Like what?
She can learn how to draw. She can learn how to play a whole new instrument. I don't know. Personally, I feel if I had a husband who said, you don't need to work if you don't want to. Because remember, when she was trying to convince her husband, Cooper, that she wasn't into Brad, went out for this dinner. And then she was like, what are we talking about? Oh, we decided for this life to, like, you... Like, if you didn't want to work anymore, that's fine. You could just stay home with the kids. But should you want to go back to work after they've reached a certain age, that's also fine. Personally, I feel that if my husband said that to me, I'd be perfectly fine, minus the kids.
Ew. I'm sorry, it's just ew.
Each to their own.
Under no circumstances am I not going to work. Because I feel like she felt pressured into saying yes. And I also feel like she never wanted to leave her job, because that was her life. That was her life's work, and she quit that for the children, which obviously is a good thing. But then she starts to regret it, and she couldn't bring it up to the husband, because every time she did, he would be like, yeah, but you said this in the past, and you wanted to do this, so you can't back out now. Because that's what he kept saying.
That was what he said. No, the thing he was saying, that we agreed to a certain point that kids reach a certain age that you'll be home with them.
Yeah, well, fuck you. I want to go back to work because I'm losing my mind.
That's what I said. She should get a hobby of some sort. But I'm saying, personally, for me, I don't think that was an issue. For me, I don't think it would be an issue for me. I just don't want to, minus the kids, I'll be perfectly fine with it.
Bitch, the only reason why you're going to stay home is because of the kids.
No.
In these circumstances.
I'm just telling my person my preference. Without the kids, that's what I want.
Oh my god.
Minus the kids, that's what I want.
Yeah, but which guy are you gonna find that's not gonna want kids and is gonna let you stay home and do what? Just exist.
I'm gonna have to pray hard for it, aren't I?
Brother. Okay, assuming it's the same person, then he's gonna be your husband and then she's gonna be your stepdaughter. So you're gonna have to be a step parent and parent. Every time she's staying at yours, you're gonna have to pick her up from school if the mom can't. Or if she's
that's all on him still.
If he can't do it, you're not gonna do your part. What are you doing? You're at home. You're not doing anything. Why can't you go pick up a child?
Nah, it's
why
okay.
Why can't you drop her off at school? Because he's going to work.
Why can't he do it on the way to work?
Maybe his work is the other way. Brother. I don't know what la-la land you're living in, but okay. You need to do it at least. I mean, assuming it's the same guy with the same child. He would expect you to do something.
The bare minimum.
So no work. Are you going to cook?
Of course not. I want a chef.
Okay. What are you going to do?
Find a hobby. Play instruments. Learn how to draw. Learn how to use softwares.
Are you going to sell your art and your skills? You're just going to do it from home?
If I was good enough, I'd probably do it as, like, I might sell
like
it.
Make money
enough.
From it.
Maybe.
Okay, say, for example, you learn a skill. You learn how to code and you learn how to do websites and stuff like that. Will you then start a home business doing those things?
No, probably freelance because I don't want to do anything that's too restrictive.
Okay, freelance, do a bit, but a job. You would create a career of sorts out of it.
A hobby that pays.
Okay. Okay, let's leave it. Let's go back to Billy because you're blowing my mind right now. Billy. She is lost, right?
Do you want to do an intro first of what sex life is?
Oh, right. Yeah. Sure, go ahead.
So, as we've established, sex life is based off this story, 24 chapters about four men. So, sex life follows this character named Billy. She's a wife to this lawyer named Cooper. And one day she bumps into her ex, Brad, and she starts fantasizing about him. And she writes this in her journal, as one does. One day, her husband stumbles upon this journal and tries to live up to the fantasies that she has of her past life. And basically,
it blows up in their faces.
Yeah, it just explores the avenue of whether she's settled or whether Cooper's the right man or Brad's the right man, and she's trying to decide what she wants.
Okay, so we meet Billy right as she's starting her journal in the film.
Yeah.
And she's writing about Brad and their escapades. And then she stops and obviously focuses on her life because she's got the child.
But yeah,
then,
too.
Sorry, the children. But then her husband comes in and he reads her laptop. She closed it, didn't she?
Yeah, she closed it and put it away. Which he finds sus because they share everything, even their passwords.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's still a violation of privacy. And he shouldn't have done that. I am of the belief that if he hadn't read that, she would have cheated and he probably wouldn't have known about it. And that's on her. Then he wouldn't have too much of a blame in this because he's read it. He's tried to be like Brad. It's blown up in his face because he can't hack it. And then he's got issues now. He thinks he's not good enough. He thinks his dick is not big enough. He thinks he's not tall enough. He thinks he's not bad enough or buff enough or man enough for her because he can't get it up.
But should she have wrote it to begin with? Why could she just keep it in her head?
No.
She Why?
100% should have written it. It's her diary. It's her private space. If you're thinking something and you're going through things in your head, and the only way that you can process this is by writing in your journal. That's why it's called journaling. You use it.
But I don't think she was processing
what you're going through. Yes, she was.
I don't think she was.
Absolutely, she was.
She was fantasizing and wishing about the old days. She wasn't processing anything.
When you start a journal, well, from what I feel like I know about her character, I feel like that's what she does to express certain things. Or that's what she would do to be able to think about things, to digest it and to process it. Because at that point, she hadn't contacted Brad. She was just daydreaming. She was going through all the mind-blowing sex that she used to have before. And now that, you know, she's two kids down, a husband that doesn't even touch her or anything. And she's just reminiscing about the old days. She didn't contact Brad. She didn't do anything.
Let's not forget her husband's not having sex with her because her child is still breastfeeding.
That's
very
on
young.
Him. That doesn't,
so
that doesn't
he's
mean
healing.
Anything.
She's still no. healing. Yeah.
What? That doesn't mean that they shouldn't have sex. The child is not a newborn. It's when, like, you're fresh out of the hospital. They maybe, I don't know, but maybe they tell you not to.
You can't have sex for 6 to 8 weeks.
It was definitely, the child is not 8 weeks old. The baby wasn't that. The baby was older than that. So it's not like, I don't know. But surely, they used to have sex before, right?
Well,
and it was
yes.
good. And then it just stopped because he thought that she was processing. Maybe
she
he
was
should
healing.
Have talked to her about it and asked her. Or maybe she should have said something. But every time she does, he's always like, yuck. It's kind of like, because he said it himself, because it's kind of like he didn't see her as a sexual person anymore because she was now a mother. And he was looking at her as a mother and he didn't want to fuck the shit out of her. That's it. That's what he said. And that's on him and that's not on her. And that's his problem. Because he's that kind of traditional guy who his mom was like a saint or something. And he just never thought of her as a sexual person. So he put the same thing on his wife. She's a mom now. And surely maybe she doesn't want it anymore. But they didn't talk. He didn't ask. He's just putting his 19th century shit on it. And having thoughts that he's not sharing with his wife, but that's
well,
his
she's
problem.
Not sharing either, but you know.
Every time she tried to have sex with him, he was like, nah. What did you think about the episode where he might have done something with Francesca? Francesca, by the way, is his boss in the office who is single.
What, when Devon took him out?
Sorry?
When Devon took him out.
Yes, when Devon took him out.
I think Devon taking him out was a right move for his confidence because he needed to see he wanted to feel like someone, like he was still being appreciated, like he was still felt wanted. And when he saw that woman that was an ex-girlfriend, an ex-friend, was still interested in him, it was like, oh, it made him feel better. And after that, he was like, respectfully, I've enjoyed spending my time with you. I've still got a wife and an ex. And he left it at that, and she left.
Yeah, which is absolutely great.
Yeah, and then Francesca came in, and she was like, ex-girlfriend? And she's like, yeah, sort of, we're just friends now. And then she tried it on with him, and she was like, nah, I'm going home.
No, he said he was going home.
Yeah. I mean, well done for him. I feel so well done on him for A, resisting temptation, and B, going back to his wife.
We're fucking who, bro?
Nah,
I don't like him, that's it. That's probably why I don't like the character.
I think that was perfectly fine because he wanted to feel like he needed, but he didn't cheat. Like, he went out, he talked to two women, told them he was still married, and went home, back to his wife. That was it. Yes, he flirted, but he didn't inappropriately touch them. He didn't inappropriately...
Yeah, he basically didn't do anything. He was the same.
Yeah, he talked to them at a respectful distance. And he went home and went to his wife. That was okay. I don't think there's anything wrong with that interaction, to be honest. I think
So you don't think that he invaded his wife's privacy and then he then obviously started having confidence issues because he didn't have that before. And then he told his friend about this. His friend was like, okay, you need a confidence boost. Put him in a situation where he could possibly have cheated and done something, but obviously props to him that he didn't. But I don't know, maybe I just feel like the friend that he should have spoken to was definitely not Devon, 100%. And he wouldn't have found himself in a situation where he was liking Francesca, because after that they talked about it in the office, and then later on after that dinner he went to see her in town where he slept on her couch. And I appreciate that nothing happened, but he goes home and tells his wife, oh, she made me feel this, she made me feel that. And that was quite literally, I feel, to spite her about what's going on with her and Brad. And he only put himself in that situation because he read the book. he read the journal. If he hadn't done that, he wouldn't have known. And not poor Billy, but shame on Billy for not actually telling her husband that she's going through this. Because
I personally don't think Billy would have told him, regardless of whether she wrote it in the journal or not.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Shame on her for not telling him and him having to find out on his own, and in the manner that he did, because then that things just kind of spiraled out of control. It's also kind of her fault for, don't let your husband know your password. Like, especially if you know that what you're doing is definitely wrong and they will have an issue with it. Change your password. Simple. But I guess for there to have been a story, he had to have seen the journal. But if he hadn't, the story would be completely different. It would just be her story. Well, I appreciate that he did grow from this and he decided to stay with her still, which obviously he's a good guy. But all of the heartache, all of the second guessing himself and trying to, I don't know, make himself look like the bigger guy with the whole gene thing with Brad. And oh man, that scene was funny though.
Which scene?
The scene with Brad's dick.
Oh, when he went to, was following him around town.
Yeah. And they went to the gym and he was working out and he was, obviously, because Brad goes to the gym all the time and he was trying to, like, compare himself to Brad and do it faster, do it heavier, do it, I don't know what he was doing, but he was measuring himself against Brad. And then they got to this, and then they got to the showers, and then he was just like, oh, shit. Don't you remember?
I remember.
You got nothing from that.
I felt that was just his male ego being severely bruised. Like, first things first, he should have followed him, because what was he going to gain from that experience? But first,
exactly.
He's from the journal, he already knows that, hey, this guy dicks my wife better than I do. So I don't know why you have to follow, because all you're going to do is you're going to bruise your ego more.
Exactly.
And he was already feeling hurt from the situation, so I don't know what else he wanted.
Exactly. That was not needed, because that particular thing, him squaring up to Brad, that was what made him spiral, because he kept missing meetings, it wasn't going to work or something. And that caused him to spiral. That caused him to second guess himself, second guess his marriage, second guess everything. Once he actually saw Brad, because he put it in and he's looking at this guy and thinking, this guy is better than me, so why does she choose me? And then obviously,
I don't think that's how he saw it. I think he saw it in more of a sense that, what on earth am I missing that you can't, that you're thinking of this person?
No, he saw Brad and he was like, oh my god, Brad, I want to fuck him, so why did you leave him?
No, that's not how I took it. No, he was like, because A, she has, because what we learned from the near the end, that she has written about her husband and how good he is with my point is, like, still after everything I'm given to you, why am I not still enough? That's what he's concerned about. Like, I am not enough for you in this area.
He knows it's sex. Literally, they were having sex and she was like, harder or something, something. And he got really upset and he was like, you know what, fuck you, I'm not Brad. So he's comparing his sex game to Brad's game. And he saw Brad and saw what Brad was packing and he couldn't hack it. That's literally what I think. Like, he's the guy who has the money, who has the stability, who has this. He's the good guy. But you know when good guys, they have this thing in their head, like, I'm a good guy, so surely it's me that she wants. And then when they get rejected, they can't hack it and they turn into monsters. That's all I can see in him. Because now he's, I mean, surely for good reason, but he's put a tracker in her fucking phone.
Rightfully so, because she's a liar.
What do you mean, rightfully so? Because he's going to hang out with Francesca. What then? Should she put a tracker in his phone and every time he goes to her house, she would know?
Fair game.
Again, violation of privacy. He keeps doing these things and doesn't understand that he's just hurting himself. Let her do what she's going to do. She's going to be hurt. And he's going to dump her. That's literally how it goes. Don't stress. Why are you stressing, brother? You're the package. You know that other people want you. Francesca wants you. Your ex-girlfriend wants you. yes, this woman is your wife, and if she doesn't want you at the end of the day, you're going to be heartbroken, but other people want you. Other people can see the good in you. You dump her. Why is he stressing? I don't know why.
Because he still loves her.
You know, you can love people, but if they don't love you back, or if they don't treat you right, you got to leave them.
And that's easier said looking at an outside perspective.
Obviously, yeah. But he's killing himself doing all these things, by the way.
Yeah, he really is. But I feel like he's so invested in their relationship that he doesn't want to let go of it. And they're both sabotaging it for this. They're both sabotaging it because they both agree that the life they've built together is the ideal life.
Life, yeah. It's that lifestyle, isn't it?
Yeah.
She doesn't want to leave the suburbs, but she can't hack the suburbs. He wants a wife that's hot and bad and, you know, all of that. But he can't hack it either. So, I guess they both want something that they have, but they don't really want.
Mm-hmm.
That's so fucked up. Is that what we're all chasing? That's a stupid question because I'm definitely not chasing that. Okay, moving on to Billy and Sasha.
What do you think
about the dynamic of their... I love Sasha. Sasha she's fucking dope. She's a bit of me, 100%.
I love Sasha.
What do you think about the dynamic of their friendship? Because I... Not that I don't know, but I see a little bit of us in them.
I know, right?
Okay, good. Right, great. Because when I was watching this, I was like, oh my God, this is something Faith and I would 100% do.
There's some things I was like, damn, have we done that? Did we do that? Is that us? I won't say which scenes I'm talking about, but you know, I hope you know which ones I'm thinking.
I feel like she, not enables, but she, no, I think she's perfect. Don't forget it. But usually, say for example, according to girl code, apparently, you're not supposed to fuck your best friend's ex or do anything with them. So do you think she broke girl code? I don't think so.
Did she break girl code? No, I don't think so, because they've been split up for, I'm going to guess that their son is around 3 to 5 years old because he's in nursery right now. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to assume before that, she was dating Cooper for like a year or two. Mm. So probably 7 years. That's 7 years in distance.
Yeah, 5-7 years.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
I mean, it's fair game.
But like, do you feel like because it was Brad, like if it was just any other, it was Brad. Brad that she had a baby with. Brad that they went through miscarriage with. It was Brad. Like, it wasn't just anybody. It was someone that almost proposed to her that we eventually find out. But because it was Brad, do you feel like she broke girl code or friend code because of that? I think it's a gray area. Because if Billy was upset... Know.
Because if I'm going to assume, based off of our relationship, that if you sense that I haven't healed from something, that you wouldn't go near it. But I feel like Sasha sensed that she had healed and moved on. Because
Sasha did not. Sasha knew that she wasn't over. Oh, until it came up again.
She hadn't told Sasha about the journal at all. So from what she's been telling Sasha, Sasha was going to assume she's healed and she's fine.
Do you think there was a reason why she didn't tell her about the fact that they hooked up a year ago?
Probably she might regret it at the time.
She didn't regret it because she had a great time.
Oh, she had remorse. She had sex remorse.
Okay, fair enough.
She had fun. Then she thought about it. She's like, damn, did I do that?
With that person? Okay, I get it. But I feel like there was definitely something to it that she didn't tell Billy about it. But surely if... It's kind of in bad taste if you did that anyway. Like, oh my God, I bumped into your ex and then we did this, this and this. That would be a bit weird, wouldn't it? Like,
yeah, it would be.
So that's probably why she didn't say anything.
Because there's also a scene where Brad calls Billy and he's at Sasha's house.
At Sasha's house, yeah.
And she's like, I bet you've missed me, and then she's going to do this. And Sasha was like, you know what? Billy said she's not happy with this. But they clearly have also have a sexual attraction between each other. I mean, Brad and Sasha.
Mm.
So she might have felt guilty about being attracted to Brad because Brad used to be her friend's boyfriend at all.
Boyfriend, yeah.
And then
there's also the thing of, what, were you guys attracted to each other when we were dating?
Yeah.
Like, if Billy was the type of person that Cooper was, she probably would have been thinking that and just spiraled down the freaking, just spiraled and then had sex with Brad and then ruined her life. But okay, so we've decided that Billy and Sasha's friendship is pretty dope because they call each other out on each other's shitty behavior to an extent. And they're there for each other when it matters. So that's all that matters, right?
Yeah.
And the fact that she came to their house and babysat, because I ain't going to do that. I'll be like, I'll see if one of my friends has a nanny that can help. I wouldn't come myself.
Like, let me hire one for you.
Yeah. My time is expensive, darling, please. Okay, so onto Billy and Brad. What do you think about all of that?
It's a mess. Definition of toxic. Toxic. Oh my goodness.
Toxic but sexy.
I mean, it was definitely exciting to watch. I can't lie.
She says. It definitely was.
But it is definitely toxic at the same time. I mean, the way he... I mean, let's talk about the miscarriage.
Okay.
Okay.
And how he handled it, or just
the miscarriage? Yeah, in general, I feel like I understand everyone, like death, everyone has their own way of dealing with a miscarriage.
Yes.
But you have to be there for each other, regardless of whichever of way you deal with your emotions. Mm. And he walked out and he came back and confessed that he spent a whole week with cocaine and models. Not models, cocaine and singers. And I was like, rah, I was like, are you intentionally trying to hurt her after she's processing herself that she's lost her baby? Like, he was just adding salt upon salt. And then he was like, you know what, I'm not even the man you want. You might as well just leave now and break up with her in that whole rush frenzy.
But remember, what did she do? She took him back.
And that's why I say that the relationship is toxic, because I couldn't be with someone who leaves me after miscarriage and tells me they've gone and fucked the whole role of singers whilst being high.
But in that moment, as a psychologist, she's thinking he's hurting, he's lashing out. So maybe in those terms, her career kind of was a deterrent to her relationship, because she's looking at him and she's seeing these signs and she's thinking, oh, he's just lashing out because he's not speaking to his parents. He's just doing this because he's just on this blah, blah, blah. He's just doing this because blah, 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 blah. She's given reasons.
Yeah, but sometimes you just have to take things at face value. He's hurt me. That's it.
True. True. Like, I think she's not, in that moment, she's not considering herself. She's considering him. And that's not really how you should handle it, is it?
No.
You should always consider yourself and how it affects you, and never let someone else treat you the way that Brad has treated her, because fuck me.
No, that's just unreasonable. But I understand that he was hurt and stuff, but that's not how you should deal with a situation.
Yeah, that's not how you handle that. 100%. And then he comes when he okay, let's talk about him standing in front of her house. That was fucking creepy.
What, when he's trying to get her back?
Yeah. And then gives her the ring that he was going to give her, like, all those years ago. And
that's emotional blackmail right there, you know?
Right?
Emotional blackmail.
What? I was like, she cannot pick Brad. She cannot. He is manipulating her. He's using her memories to manipulate her. Because, like we said, she's always thinking about the positive when it comes to him, and it's rarely ever the toxicness and all the bad things that he's done. She always justifies his bad behavior, and we cannot be doing that.
Mm.
The fact that she can even speak to him cordially and like look at him and see love, I'm questioning Billy's ability to put herself, maybe not first, but to not let other people's crap affect her crap. Because clearly she can see that he's manipulating her because of her job, but she can't see that, can she? She just always sees him as the good guy for some random reason. Maybe it's the sex that's blinding her.
She's stigmatized.
Quite, you know,
is that what you're saying? She's
stigmatized, basically. And she needs to...
I was joking.
She is, though. Because that's all she's... Basically, she never talks once about how kind he was to her. Or... how thoughtful he was. It's always the sex. Or did she and I missed it?
No. When she's talking about the way he treats her, when she talks about a man's actions and them being good, it's always Cooper. Cooper takes care of the children. Cooper does this. He picks me up. He pulls up my table. He's respectful. He's gentle. But when it comes to Brad, it's like, yeah, he can dick me down good.
So what do you think? Right, now that we've talked about Billy's relationship with Cooper and Billy's relationship with Brad, do you think that that other therapist has a point? That as humans, we can't have one partner forever or like at one time, that we need more? Because if the respect and the take care of the kids and stuff, if we have that, then we wouldn't be able to have the sex. Or if you have the sex, then you wouldn't be able to have the guy who pulls your chair and who is chivalrous and all of that. Is that true?
I don't know. I don't think it's true relative. I think you just need to find a balance of in between, like where you're satisfied in both aspects.
But you can't be satisfied. It's never going to go into, you'll never be satisfied. There's no balance because you want the extreme of both, basically. Because if you have good sex, you would always question, why don't you have great sex? Because that's what these people had. Brad and Billy had. I don't know if he has a point. I'm just wondering. Maybe as humans, we need to redefine what relationships and marriages look like. Because clearly the traditional way isn't working. And when people try to push the boundaries and when people try to change things, there's always backlash. And there's always pushbacks. But surely... it's not working because kids that come from these marriages where everything's hunky-dory, the mum's always the one who has the slack. And obviously now women are like, we don't want to do that. So what are we going to do now? Like, I don't know if that what I'm saying makes sense. Like, the traditional way isn't working.
I think it's just about just about finding someone you're compatible with.
Compatible with in terms of children and sex.
Yeah.
That's very hard to find.
It's hard to find, but it also comes down to, as I was telling you about the podcast I was listening to all the time, where they're reviewing this and talked about how people settle too early when they start getting worried that they can't get what they want.
That's true. So obviously now maybe, a lot of women are saying that they never want to settle.
Yeah.
They don't want to settle.
Until they and find I feel what?
Like men should definitely do that as well.
But until I feel you like find what you're looking for, you shouldn't settle.
Sorry, go ahead.
I feel like people shouldn't settle until they get... find exactly what they're looking for, because that's what's happened to Billy. She wants someone of a cross between Cooper and Brad, and she couldn't find she couldn't wait long enough because Cooper came along, and she was like, this must be it.
Yeah.
No. Plus you have to also realize that when she met Cooper, she was coming from a very like hurt place. Like, she
that's
just, she like, it was been like, what, 2-3 weeks since she broke up with Brad, and then Cooper came along?
And he was the complete opposite. Complete opposite of Brad.
Because Cooper was in his first...
But do you think she settled for Brad, or she chose Brad? Or is that the same thing?
I think she chose Brad, but settled with Cooper.
Okay. So, I'm looking forward to the next season. And how, if there's a next season, and how the show is going to justify Billy's behavior and how they're going to justify Cooper's behavior. Because Cooper is behaving like a madman. And Billy, she's too in it. She's too involved in her, she's too self-involved in herself to notice Cooper. So I don't know. I don't know what could happen going forward. Mm. What she thinks going to happen?
What do I think is going to happen? I think they're going to get into the situation where they're both cheating on each other.
100%.
And then one of them is going to explode, probably Cooper, because I feel he's more invested in a relationship than Billy is.
Billy is.
And when that relationship blows up, he's just going to take everything.
Yeah, because she clearly can't hack it. She was so scared that she was going to lose everything that time, remember?
Mm.
When she went to see Brad. Oh, I don't know. Okay, so let's talk about Cooper and her son. Where she... her child wasn't doing well in school. And the teacher was like, yeah, I think you need to stay behind.
Mm.
And basically, he was behind. He wasn't developing as well as he should have. Do you think, to an extent, because she's so distracted, that is her fault?
Not really. You're trying to develop at her own speed.
True.
So,
do you think
it's hard to say where
to her?
To attach to the mother?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to say because you can't really define what a balanced relationship with a child and the mother would be because in most situations, mm. the mother is the predominant caretaker.
Yeah.
Of the child, so the child mainly leans towards the mother in most situations when they're growing up because their father is not that he's not available, but I'm just saying that it's hard for me to define what is a healthy relationship between them two because I don't know, I can't mm-hmm. speculate.
Okay, no, that's
or sex and life. I'm actually, sorry. How do you think you're meant to say the name of the show?
Sex Life,
like Sex Life, or
yeah.
Sex and Life or Sex Life?
Sex Life. But I feel like the slash was intended just for us in general. Like, there's meant to be a separation, that there is a separation.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not like...
No, I don't think that we're meant to say it as Sex / Life. I think it was just there to tell us. You know, like, when writers do this thing, well, it means this and this? I think that's all it's there for.
Yeah, so it's Sex... full stop, Life, full stop, not Sex Life, full stop.
I pronounce it as Sex Life, as what I say as Sex Life.
No, obviously, like you say it as Sex, don't worry. I almost forgot because I wanted to talk about it so bad. The part of that.
What, Nick Cannon?
Huh?
Huh?
What did you say?
I said Nick Cannon.
Oh, right. No. The party they went to.
Oh, I loved it.
Oh,
I love that episode. Oh my!
See,
he tried to blackmail him for punching him.
I know.
Rightfully so.
What an asshole that Devon is. I was surprised that Billy wasn't into it because if Brad took her there, she would have said yes.
Mm.
And Cooper is trying to give her what she had with Brad because she was like, "Oh, ew, not with Cooper." I think that's what she was thinking.
That's true. That's true.
So she herself now has put Cooper in a box and he can't act out or he can't do anything apart from those things that she knows he is. Given her that security, given her that this, given that the kids, the guy with the job, the safety. But she can't think of him giving her that sex life that she had with Brad. And I think she's the one sabotaging herself because he's trying to prove to her that he can do it. Let him do it. But I don't think she can really, really be there. Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
Like, I don't feel like she can accept or she wants to accept that Cooper can give her that because I feel like he can. She just doesn't want to accept it. Or you don't think that Cooper can give her that?
No, I'm thinking about going back to the title. How there is a separation, like I think she wants to keep those two things separate, like her life and her sex.
But she can't do that.
And Cooper.
But that's her thesis. That's what she wrote her little research thing on in the book. That one person can give you everything, just not Cooper. It has to be Brad.
She's so hypocritical. Hypocritical.
She's such a hypocrite. She's such a hypocrite. Yeah, because she settled for the no sex guy and just the safety guy. Mad. And she's struggling now because she wants it all, but she can't have it all. But she doesn't know that she can have it all. She just doesn't want to accept it. My mind is blown. I didn't even think of that. Like, I didn't think of it to that extent.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think she wants to keep it separate?
It's just two separate parts of her, to be honest.
But they aren't. Because they're all in one person.
They are all in one person, but I think it's just a separation of identities. Because, okay, let's talk about
like
it even
in
regards.
Like, who she was with Brad and who she was with Cooper.
Not even simply that. This is just a separation in general. Because even look at us. My workspace, me, in comparison to my out of work with you, they're completely different personalities. Though, yes, I'm the same. My character and my personality is the same in both situations. But how I conduct myself with those people is different to how I conduct myself with you.
True. And I feel like that's because we don't trust them. So are you saying that she doesn't trust Cooper? Or she doesn't trust Cooper with her sex life, and she doesn't trust Brad with her safety. So she needs someone that she trusts with both.
Both, yeah.
That's a good point.
Because
what we've
learned so far is Brad's hurt her so much that she's now lost her ability to trust him, and all she knows of him is I just want sex. Because even when they went to talk. And they had drinks and they sat on that sofa and they reminisced about their old times.
Yeah.
She didn't want to be vulnerable with him.
Yeah.
Though she had an intention to it, but once they start talking about the past, she was like, I'm just going to focus straight on sex because I can't be vulnerable. But then when it comes to Cooper, she's gone through these periods of not having sex because whatever reason they've not had sex for. And now she doesn't feel comfortable talking to him because each time she's brought it up, he shuts it down.
Yeah, that's true. And he didn't even know that she had this side of her, by the way, which I find very surprising.
Because, as I said, she didn't, when they were dating, she was a different person. She wasn't a different person. She acted differently in accordance to what she thought he wanted.
Yeah, you're right. You are right.
So it's not even a sense that she's a different person. I think it's just a down to how we portray ourselves to different people and what we think they think of us. And so she thinks like Cooper. And so, as you've said, she thinks Cooper is like
this, a straight cut guy.
Homemaker.
Yeah.
As a homemaker, she takes care of my child. I can't think of my homemaker as a sexual being. No, no. I have to be respectful and cordial.
Yeah, that's true. They both have that and they're both struggling with that. And it's so sad to see. And that's definitely something I don't want. I don't think. I would like to be trustful of my partner when it comes to both things. And I can't believe she can't see that. Does that mean, like, I can't believe she can't see that she's behaving like this. Because it's her job. She should be able to see this. Or maybe she can see it, but she's just choosing to ignore it because we know that she can do that. She ignored every single red flag with Brad, and she's doing the same with
Cooper. It's sometimes harder to see things when you're in a relationship, but Sasha points it out to her.
But I don't think Sasha does a good job of that.
Not near the end, no, but in the beginning she did. Because I feel like she told her so many times, she was just like,
I'm done.
Who do you?
Yeah.
But I've done my part. And I think that's all you can do. I mean, after a certain point of telling someone what you're doing is messed up, you just have to let them run a course.
Yeah. Because absolutely. I agree. So at the end, were you for or against her going back to job? Like going back to work,
I'm not against her going back to work if that's what she wants.
Do you think that the job would distract her? Well, obviously it didn't. Don't worry. That's a dumb question. It didn't distract her from Brad because she went straight back to him. Okay, so that's our little take on sex life. If you guys thought anything or have your own little take on the show and all the characters, let us know.
Follow us on our Insta, and it's the See You Show.
Yeah.
Is it this?
Yes.
That's it. That's my comment. Bye.
Welcome to the See You Show.